Sir, this your boy G Pap coming in on G Pappy Sports, and I'm here with it, man. Make sure you follow, subscribe to G Pappy Sports on all social media and all podcasting platforms. With that being said, tomorrow night we got the NBA draft, and this is going to be an interesting draft because this is the first time in a long time that I'm looking at the draft board, and I don't know who's going to get picked. You know, I've always been hearing a lot of names. The French star, Alex Star. I've been hearing Donovan Klingon, who I actually seen and watched at Kentucky. I done heard Reed Shepard. I done heard all kinds of names. And, you know, there's a lot of foreign players, a lot of youngins. And it's different times nowadays. 2024, it ain't the NBA. I mean, the college basketball 10 years ago, when you just had Duke, Tennessee, UConn, Wichita State, and teams like that. It's different now. Folks going to the D.G., the other league, overseas, any type of league. So with that being said, man, Atlanta Hawks, man, sitting here at number one pick. You know, all we ask of, I'm not even a Hawks fan, you know. I'm a mutual fan of a friend of the Hawks fan. But all we ask of the Atlanta Hawks is to pick somebody that you can build for the future. Because if you feel like you're going to trade Trae Young every year, if you feel like you're going to trade Murray every year, and you're going to trade star play, you know, role players every year, well, eventually you have to trust somebody that you can build on. So I'm hoping this draft, we can find something, they can find something they can build on. But other than that, I don't know. I think you got to go big, or if you find a solidified wing, you good. You got Trae Young, you got Murray. Really don't need to get double up on guards. That's the dumb issue. You need the big. I think this draft, if anything, I think this is a big draft. Like for the Spurs, if you got two top 10 picks, I would go Zach Edey on one pick so you can take, you know, the pressure off Victor Wimby so he don't have to play the big, and then you go draft you a little guard, a young guard, so he ain't got to do all that extra stuff, and then Victor can play his natural position everywhere. But, you know, that's another story for another day. So, I mean, you know, the Hawks is on the clock. Like I said, they got number one pick. Got the Wizards number two. Really don't know what they going to do. The Rockets is an interesting team because you got Jalen Green, Kevin Porter. You got Kevin Senegal. You got a couple of pieces out there, so... You know, I don't know where the Rockets can do. They might trade the pick and get a veteran or something. Still got Fred VanVleet, so don't need a point guard. Don't need two guard. Really don't need a three. You don't need a four. So what can Houston go for? The Spurs, two top 10 picks. You got the number four pick and the number eight pick. Like I said about a minute or two ago, you got to build around Victor. You know, that's where the Hawks got to get to the person they can build around. And, you know, then everybody else, the Pistons, they just fired Monty. And they just fired their coach, so he's, you know, Pistons do whatever they want to do. The Hornets, and I don't know. Trailblazers, and I don't know. You know, the only team I look interested in the top 10 is the Hawks, the Rockets, the Spurs, and the Grizzlies. But I still don't know where can Grizzlies go from. You got Ja Morant coming off an injury. You got Marcus Smart. You got Derrick Rose. I think they re-signed him. You got Jaren Jackson. You got Desmond Bane. So maybe a Ford. You know, or maybe a backup playmaker or something. But, you know, the NBA draft is tomorrow. There's a lot going to be going on. And I don't think nobody knows who's going number one. I think it's, like I said, Alex Starr probably going to go number one. But my favorite player out of the draft, Rob Dillingham. Yeah, he's going to probably be a top 10 pick. But one of them Kentucky boys, you know, anybody that know basketball, college basketball, is it? You go to Kentucky, you can put the ball in the hole. So, would the Hawks would need somebody like that? I mean, if they could trade back and get multiple picks, but it probably wouldn't make sense for them. So, you know, we will see tomorrow who they would pick.